Welcome to You Are The Media Bite Size. One idea each week on the loyal audience you build on and offline. Here's Mark Masters.
Hello again. I hope you're keeping well. As we're going to start this one as strangers, but by the end of it, we're going to end as friends. Let's give a big hello to Amy and Molly. Let's say hello. Amy Nolan, Molly Scanlon, how you doing? You well?
Yeah.
Hi, good, thanks.
Hello. Good, thank you.
Let's do this. So, this is the first time that we've met. But you two know each other vaguely?
Yeah, we've known each other on the internet, and then we accidentally managed to not meet each other face-to-face at the Freelancer Mag Christmas party. We just messaged each other afterwards going, were you there? I think you were there and I didn't say hello. So tragically, we've not quite managed to properly meet, but we will in April. It's April now. Later in April.
Isn't that the worst bit when you say to someone that you was at the same room as somebody else and then you have to follow it up via LinkedIn or someone that says, so we didn't get to chat today?
No.
Yes.
But we're chatting now.
We're in it.
We're here. We're doing it.
This is how we see it all blimming up. Right, let's do this. Let's say, first of all, I'm going to get Amy to share what she does her side. And then we'll make an introduction to Molly for an introduction, a little wave, so we all become familiar with each other. Amy, over to you. Let's share introduction. Listen, for me, as stepping in as a friend now.
It's pretty straightforward, really. I guess I don't want to like over-egg the custard, as they say. But there's two main things I do. I make and share my own work through an online clip art library, greetings cards. I've got a newsletter. And then I take commissions from people who want me to sort of make some engaging illustrations for their business, whether that's like a social impact report or some bits for their website or their business journey as an illustrated graphic, all kinds of things. But it's basically twofold. And then last year I started doing some workshops, so some fun, engaging, doodly workshops for people who want to sort of pick up their pen again and enjoy the sort of therapeutic thinking properties of doodling, drawing, that kind of stuff.
To turn up a words with Freelancer magazine and when you guys at Christmas, so you do the illustration for Freelancer magazine, is that right?
I do, yes. Yeah, so I do the one that comes out, so every issue there's a doodle, and I do that as well. So yes, I am part of that team as well. Sorry, I totally dropped out.
Part of that. So say for the other day, hang on, the new issue's all about to go, is done, isn't it? The summer one, isn't it?
Yes. So that's, I feel that that's sort of on its way soon. I feel like there was some email I saw in my inbox today.
The cover dropped today.
That's it. So yeah, that's right. The cover drop is happening. So yes, I'm ready and waiting to receive that through the letterbox.
All happening for my good friends at Freelancer Magazine. Hey, let's move over to Molly now. So by the way, we've gone from the Isle of Wight. So we've gone from the sunny Isle of Wight with Amy. Whereabouts on the Isle of Wight?
Freshwater.
Beautiful freshwater. Now we're going to go over to the capital with Molly. Whereabouts in London is home for you?
Sunny South London, Forest Hill. We got a forest, we got a hill.
Beautiful.
All right.
Listen, share with everybody, the folks at home, Molly, what you do, your side.
Before that, I wanted to say Amy often has great ways of describing what she does, but the one from her email signature I noticed the other day is Chief Line Tamer.
Oh, I like that.
Because she draws lines.
That's good.
Thanks for noticing. Thanks for noticing.
And it's like
there's another one, like another. Another punny one like that you've done before that I really enjoyed. Can't remember it now, but that's a good one.
I love it when people pick it up. You think, it's me that thinks it's funny.
That was worth doing. I make sustainable websites for non-evil businesses. And I've got a newsletter as well. It's very short, so people actually read it.
How do you look at the word sustainable on your side? How do you look at that?
Big Q. It's so the main thing is sort of telling people breaking the sad news that digital stuff has a carbon footprint. So it's making websites nice and lightweight, so there's less power hungry data required. But I also try and encourage people to have a sort of privacy friendly mindset, not tracking people around the internet and making it accessible. So yeah, it's that kind of looking at sustainability as like environmental and people.
And what about the newsletter? When does, how often is, tell us a little bit
about that. Goes out every Thursday, which is the same as you, I think, isn't it?
That's right.
And yeah, it's called the Small Newsletter for Small Businesses. But it's, yeah, I put it in a reading time calculator, and the average reading time for the last like 10 issues was 101 seconds.
That's all we need. So, isn't it?
You've got that time in your day. You've got it. You may as well subscribe.
Look at that. If you're big,
it's really good as well. I should just say, I really enjoy it. It's very good.
This is good.
She knows what she's talking about.
I like it. I like it because Molly's bigging you up, and now you're being reciprocal, Amy. By like, this is a must read.
It is though. It is really good, and it's kind of. The thing is, I think with some of these things in businesses, even if you're not quite there yet, when you're hearing from someone who can share how you can do it, either in little ways or when you're ready and you can do the big thing, like Molly kind of shares like different levels and little jobs you can do to make things a bit better. So I love it because it kind of, I think there's always something that you can try and do.
Hey,
so,
do you know, big, yeah.
Thank you. I never sell it on the content. I only tell people it's short.
It's short.
I must remember to tell people there's good stuff in it as well.
Hey, you got a testimonial here. A big thing you picked up on there, that like we just said there, Amy. This thing, all the stuff that we were trying to do, like for Molly's side in terms of a newsletter, is you just picked up an interesting point there. Is how can we all be relatable? Rather than trying to pretend that we're the font of all knowledge, but how we become relatable to other people to be like, as you said there, like, I get that. I warm to that. I think that's such a big skill to take on board for the work that we do. Anyway, let me ask this question. So, so Molly's going to be. I take it you're getting the train down to Paul, or you driving?
I am. I don't have a car because I'm so sustainable / can't afford one. And so I'm getting the train, and I'm going to join Angela Lyon's train, whether she likes it or not. I'm going to walk down the corridor till I find her and sit next to her.
So whether you get on at Clapham or whether that's London Waterloo, you're on that train down to Poole. So obviously Amy will be getting on that ferry.
Swimming?
I'll be swimming. Are you swimming to Lynn?
Quick. If by swim you mean a sort of very genteel breaststroke, then no, definitely not. I'm not going to. But I'll be getting the red jet, and then I'll be getting I might get the one from Lymington, Yarmouth, don't know. But there'll be a ferry, and then there'll be a train.
Ferry, train, right.
Easiest way. You can get your own yacht. That would be cool to arrive by yacht.
We can all wave at you when you arrive at the beach. And so that does take it back to like we're living in the 17th century. Anyway, so you're both heading. So again, travel, we got ferries involved and jumping on that. And that train from South London to join the train direct to Poole. So let me ask, I'll start with Amy first. Why did you make that decision to come to Create Today? It's something that's unfamiliar to yourself.
A few reasons. I mean, I've been thinking about them, so I don't spend 10 minutes telling you about it. The main reasons were, one, I'd seen some people that I know and think are brilliant had said they were coming. So I think it was before Christmas. I think Mel had said she was going.
Whoa, hang on a minute.
She who must not be named. She who must not be named.
The Mel Bell.
Any more shout outs?
The Mel Bell.
Chisholm.
The Mel. And then obviously, and I think I'd probably seen like Soph had like mentioned it, and I was like, what is this? Like I'd heard of it a few years ago, and then I'd sort of like forgotten, and then I was like, right, let's have a look. And I had a look at the day, and I was like, that's cool. there. It's actually fairly near where I live, which, like, when you live on the Isle of Wight, you can feel a little bit like left out of stuff.
Doesn't happen that often.
Like, you know, if it's quite a big lot of traveling in some ways. Anyway, so I thought it's quite near me. That's brilliant. Like, I could get there really easy. And then I think the thing that really sold it to me was there was a bit where I actually have to do some work. And since COVID, I've found myself, I don't know if I've got like lost my social skills a bit at networking or get really overwhelmed when I get there. But like, there's something that's not quite as easy as it used to be.
Yeah.
So I really liked the idea of going to a day, meeting some people, and then the working bit would mean I do something, but also sometimes that's an easier way to engage with people if you're doing something together, I think.
I'm glad you picked up on that, because it is, it's very different. It's doing it easier. We started Create Today 2022, there was 80 people, because you're just trying a different format. And this whole idea, when you're with people of the same shared mindset in that same space for the moment in time, we've got to make the most of it. But it also means the ability to pull up a chair at the table and just chat to other people, because it still is very hard. It's still hard when you're amongst people that you may not be familiar with. Okay, you mentioned people that you're already know that are coming down, but it does feel a very different dynamic. Is there a quick question from your... What is the business community like on the Isle of Wight? Is there lots on there?
I've started dipping my toe in, and there are some really cool things happening, and it's just about kind of going and engaging, really, and kind of going to some meetings, going and getting involved. But it's more, from what I'm finding out, like, it's more physical. Like, you need to kind of go and talk to people and get to know people. So on my list this year, I've got that I need to take some actions around that, because there's some great stuff there. There's like a really good co-working hub in Cowes. There's some great resource put in for support and things like that. So what I've seen so far, I think it's really great and really interesting. So I'm definitely going to be kind of getting my fingers in there where I can.
As well, you still got to get a ferry from the island. There's still a cost attached to it, isn't it? Just to leave.
Yes. So that's why communities like Freelancer are so amazing, because you can hook into such a great group of people really easily. So that's, for me, obviously, where, you know, lived on a military base and then was a bit like unsure where we were going and stuff, being able to hook into that community that was there really securely was really good. So I think a blend of both is the optimum, really. But yeah, that's why I decided to go. And also, I get a bit passive when I've got people talking to me all day. I kind of get a bit kind of informationed out.
It's awful if you're sitting there, because then you go quiet. It's 5 o'clock, you just get tired, and if you're just still listening there after five in the seat trying your hardest, it's energy sapping. So yeah, the way that we shape it is we just keep that flow, and then not too late, around about 3-ish, we find a way that is to work together, and we just increase, just keep the energy levels and the participation and willingness still going. We don't want to be exhausted come the end of the day, because it is when you're spending a day listening and then talking to people. Anyway.
Admin. There's so much face admin you have to do. Like, if you're just...
I like that term.
It's good to have an activity as well, you know, like if you're just standing in a room, like, right, now talk. But it's like, that's why, you know, that Men in Sheds projects where they have sheds where blokes go and, yeah, it's like this really good initiative for, I think, often older men, but they, there's just a shed and they go and tinker with stuff and fix things for people. But then they're actually like chatting and making friendships. But if you just said to men, come to a group where you can make friends, they wouldn't go. But because you're there tinkering, you know, fixing a toaster, you're sort of chatting, because the focus isn't on you just having to chat and form relationships. So yeah, having any kind of activity that becomes the focal point, I think, is really good for sort of networking things.
I like that. Agreed. What about you? What was your decisions that for you from your side, Molly, that said, yeah, I'm in?
She Who Must Not Be Named sent me a message saying, come to this thing. And I clicked in it and I was like, I don't really know what this is, but this isn't too expensive. I like the seaside. I like, you know, leaving my child behind to go and have a laugh in a travelodge. This is ticks all the boxes, so I'm coming.
It's all nearby as well. Travelodge is all within a
world. So that's my honest answer of why I'm coming. And then yeah, and then I found out a few other people that I know that I have met before, or people like Amy that I accidentally haven't met but know off the internet are going as well. So
is that the thing that you look forward to the most, though, that thing there by being around people that, like, from Amy's perspective, like I'm on the Isle of Wight, so me getting out and being around people is infrequent. Does that become what you both look forward to, that thing of being around others that you maybe haven't seen for a certain amount of time?
Yeah, well, I'm lucky because in London, you know, there's probably business meetups I could do every single day if I wanted, and I can just hop. I don't have to cross any oceans to get to them, just the river, which I can do on a bus. So yeah, it's really good. But I'm looking forward to meeting new people, but I have made like really nice friendships with other freelancers online. So then it's really nice to get to meet in real life. And I've never had a job where you got to go on like work trips. So now I've made myself a job where I get to go on a train and stay in a hotel. And
I love that. The simplicity of it all, isn't it? It's like I'm going away, I'm getting the train, I've got everything booked there. There's that thing of getting up and making that decision to head out. And I appreciate it. Amy, Molly, it does mean a lot because it means that you're leaving something behind, as you say, Molly. Look, children.
Yeah, just a kid. He'll be all right. Can fend for himself. He's six now.
And so similar with Amy, do you know what I mean? Is that I'm still getting a ferry across and everything I've work on here and everything else. I'm still going to be traveling across to make it to the seaside. So now
I'm bringing my swimming costume, Mark.
Oh,
because I was love swimming in the sea. Great. And then it was only at the whatever time you'd mentioned it that I learned what blinking time is in the morning.
What do you mean? Like,
it's so early. This is my holiday away from being woken up early. Now I'm going to have to wake up early anyway to get my swimming.
Oh, dude, come on. I'm trying my hardest, dear.
You do a second sitting at 11.
Late rises. Late rises.
I'm not doing shifts. The day hasn't even started. You're getting in that sea, you're breathing it in, you're getting absolute. Tell me you're coming in, Amy.
Well, I thought I was, and then I didn't realise that it's not on the day of the event.
No, it's day after, Friday morning.
So, no, I'm going home in the evening of the event. I'm coming up the night before and staying in the hotel, and then I'm going home at the end of the day. I didn't realise it was that morning. So I'll be with you in spirit.
I'll take that rather than a bit of advice for 2025 event. Can you do the swimming on the same day? Rather than using that as a nod to future endeavours. Hey, you're going to be back, right? You're going to be in the sea, Molly. You're going to be kind of travelling back home at Thursday the 25th. But listen, thank you so much for coming aboard. We've got to know one another a little bit better and look forward to seeing you on April 25th. And before we go, just say, if you haven't jumped in yet, 3 weeks away, come to createday.uk. And Molly, Amy and myself, as well as a host of others, to make you feel at home for the day. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Molly.
Thank you. See you all soon.
Bye.